please like, comment, and subscribe.
Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Tora, and we want to welcome you to Kicking It with Kim and Tora. We have three topics today, and we can't wait to get into it. The first topic, of course, we have to dive right into our Kanye West. We always love to talk about him, and I just want to just snip it really quick and let you all know that I've been hearing that he's been banned from the Grammys, and the reason why is because they are afraid to give him a hot mic and what he might say. And I feel like he brought it on himself, and I tried to do both sides. Okay, I tried to look at the side of that's not fair, he's a black man with billions of dollars, who wouldn't want to see that in front of the world? But then I also know he's been going around popping off at the mouth, acting crazy, and I don't know what he might say to embarrass me as a black woman, because he is a black man. So at that point, I'm like, maybe he's not ready to go in front of the public right now. What do you think?
So, you know, my philosophy is that no black person represents all of us. Kanye can be as crazy as he wants. It has nothing to do with the rest of us. So I don't have that issue. But I did hear that Trevor Noah is hosting the Grammys, and that Kanye's been popping off about him. And given his history, it's, oh man, it would be too easy for him to get up there and cause a problem with Trevor. Exactly. So I get that.
And see, Trevor just basically said that he grew up in a household, as I did, with very much physical abuse. And we will have my mother on so she can talk about it. So I'm not throwing her under the bus, but we grew up in a house with physical abuse. So we feel like we can see, not that Kanye has ever been violent, but we can see the controlling mental part.
Trevor said, I saw that video. Trevor said that his dad ended up shooting his mom in the head.
Sure did.
And that it escalated. Mm-hmm. I watched the video. I did not have a problem with what Trevor said. He made it clear that he was not insinuating that what happened to his mom was something that Kanye would do to Kim. But Kanye is so, on the one hand, he has such a bold self-confidence. On the other
ego.
Hand, he had a big ego. He said it in his song, I got a big ego.
Got a big ego.
But, or that was a Beyonce song, I think. But
and it's him and Beyonce.
Oh, yep. Him and Beyonce, like that's right. And then on the other hand, though, he has a very fragile ego, because it only takes a sentence, two words, three words to set brother off, and he is going at you like, dude, that should be rolling off your back because you're Kanye West. But nope, he'll get into it.
And some people can admire, you know, the fight and the argument. You know what I mean? Some people might take it as in, okay, he's a good fighter, he's a good argument, you know, argumentative person. Like I me and my son are like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we can argue with the best of them. You know what I'm saying?
So my dad and I did that.
Yeah, I respect people who can you know, stand up for themselves and put their feet firm on the ground. And I respect Kanye for that. I mean, if I was in battle, I think I probably would want Kanye on my team. However, he's not going to always do what he's aligned to do. And my thing is this, that sometimes it can come off, for me, it can come off looking crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you said one man don't, you know, speak for the rest
of us,
but
represent
my book,
he represents
feel
Kanye. He represents
I don't
Kanye.
I feel that way. I feel like every time I hear about a black person doing something wrong, I feel the weight of it all. And I wish I didn't.
I never do. I don't think Timothy McVeigh represented all white people. I don't think that Jeffrey Dahmer.
Not represented, but just feel the weight of their of the embarrassment. Like if I hear
I'm not embarrassed.
A tragic story that a black person did something, whether it's robbing and stealing and murdering and raping, I feel like, why do you do this to make us look bad?
I don't feel that. Now, I will admit that a long time ago, I used to feel that I represented our race in my personal dealings and that all the other people did too. So, oh, what? That shooter was black. Now I'm like, no, thank you. We're all individuals.
I gotta get there.
She can do whatever they want. It has nothing to do with the rest of us. Unless you see a big group of us going to do it, don't put it on us. That's that person. The same way Joe Biden doesn't mean all white people are demented. I mean, you know what I mean? He's just a person who's out of his mind and it's just...
You said it doesn't mean that?
Oh, they don't take it to mean that. I take it to mean that, but they don't. But the other thing about Kanye West is going around that he's actually a genius, and that they are silencing him by making him seem worse than he is, or more crazy and erratic than he is, the same, using the same tactics that they used on Michael Jackson and on Bill Cosby. What do you think?
I think that is 100% correct. I do think they're exaggerating it, and it frustrates him more because they're, I think they did it with Wendy Williams too, because, you know, she was against the shot also. I mean, I shouldn't, I'm going to say just the shot, because as soon as you say the V word, everybody wants to cancel you, but she was against that. And so they canceled her pretty much, threw her under the bus after her interview with Dr. Oz. I knew that interview was going to be the end all be all for her.
She's at a point
her money, everything.
They want a conservator over her talking about she can't handle her finances.
She's on social media every day saying it's nothing wrong with me, y'all. I don't know why they're doing this to me. This is unfair. It's like, Wendy, basically Steve's, you know, so Harvey tried to tell everybody when the girl from Baltimore was on his show, what's her, Precious? What's her name?
Oh, Monique.
Monique. Like, you gotta play the game in Hollywood with these people. You keep thinking you're going to go against the grain. This is what you're gonna end up with. And I'm sorry,
so he sold his soul. So that would tells you that he sold his soul.
So if you sold your soul, because I swear, if I'm working for your company and you have a guideline that clearly everybody goes by, but I don't feel comfortable either. I leave your company because I'm not with this.
I agree. But let me ask you this. So you're saying that Wendy Williams went on Dr. Oz's show and just.
No, Dr. Oz came on her show.
And she just flat out said, I'm not for it.
She said she's not getting it. She's like, I'm not getting it. And he was like, why not? He asked, you're not pressuring her, but he was like, why not? She's like, I just feel like it's my choice. I don't want it. I'm not doing it. I don't even get sick. I don't get a cold. I don't have allergies. I just don't. So I'm not. And I could see his concern, like, why are you saying this for the benefit of the people? You need to be promoting this. At least I think that's what the look I was getting from him as a doctor I was getting. However, you know, I don't know. I don't know about anything.
Okay, so I wasn't aware of this, but this is what I will say. I agree with you that if you're gonna work for a company or an industry like Hollywood, there are certain rules that you have to follow. And if you're not willing to follow them, you might wanna get yourself another job, because it's going to be difficult to succeed in that industry or that job. But the reason I said that about Steve Harvey is that he took it to a whole nother level. See, there are things you can disagree with and say, I'm gonna keep my opinion to myself. I'm not really gonna wholeheartedly engage in what they're doing. I'm just gonna be quiet about it so that I don't draw attention to myself. Mm-hmm. But the whole other thing of, you got to play the game, you got to do what they want you to do, that's called selling your soul. That's called, I'll do anything you tell me to do to keep these millions coming in. And that's what I think.
You know, I feel like he was saying to her, play the game they want you to play because you know who you are, and keep your millions coming in. Because at the end of the day, now she's not making any money and she's not playing the game. She canceled out. He gave her the platform to come on his show to be like, you know, hey, I'm still loving you. I still got your back. And she was kind of throwing him under the bus on his own show. Like, you weren't sticking up for me. You weren't this, you. And he's like, if I wasn't, why are you here? But I feel like people like that just don't get the message anyway. And I do think her and Kanye share a gene. You know what I mean? Like, I do. I just think some people share the same gene on that level. And I feel like Kanye don't understand. Like, Kim is a mogul. You are billionaire, true indeed. But Kim is a mogul. That means she got a lot of people eating off of her plate. And I'm not saying Kanye.
And her mother is very powerful.
Very powerful.
And knows how to navigate those Hollywood streets. Oh, yeah.
Right. So my thing is this, you in their neck of the woods trying to act like you want to pave a road for yourself. When they got so many different roads they've already paved. Which one are you going to pay for yourself, and how many people going to be on it with you? So why are you acting like that? At this point, you're supposed to be like, bad boys move in silence. You know what I mean? Like, if you really that mad about what's going on, then be like the lady in the Matrix. You know what I'm saying? Like, do what she did. Nobody knew who she was.
What did she do?
Like, they stole her material. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they created the lady who wrote it. She never got any money for that. I don't think she ever got paid from the song.
Oh my God, you gotta read. I gotta send you this. She is Yeah, she got paid.
She did pay?
Big time.
I remember she got a big judgment. Yeah. I remember she won in court. Mm-hmm. But it's my understanding that she never actually got the money for that judgment. Did you see where she actually
Well, I saw her interview where they had to, she's like, yeah, they had to cough it up.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, yeah. I mean, I feel that Monique is.
But she moves in silence, though, is what I'm saying. Even the way she talks about what she's getting and what she got and what she took, she moves in silence. She doesn't go up like, oh, yeah, they paid me and I took that. Kanye talks like that. You know, it's like, come on, dude.
He's reckless. His words are reckless. I mean, I will give you that. I do think that Monique is getting paid. I notice she goes on comedy tours, but she's not getting paid at the level she would be getting paid on doing Hollywood movies.
She has an Oscar.
She was in a blockbuster movie, you know?
She has an Oscar. She was supposed to be top dollars at this point, but she feels a certain way and she talked about it a certain way. And for that, she got treated a certain way. I wish she didn't. I wish she could have, you know, weathered the storm and been like, all right.
You
but
know what she could have
some
done?
People can't do it.
I know that what's his name? Lee Daniels
and Lee Daniels.
Were supposedly very upset with her, but she could have done what I said earlier. Don't do it, but shut up. That's what I was saying about Kanye last week. Don't get all on social media, talk. She could have just said, I'm not going to do it. They would have been pissed at her.
Yep.
She could have shut up. It would have blown over. Nobody would have really known. And she maybe could have done some other projects, but she got to come on and let us know.
Can't do that. Not when you need them. Like if you were a Damon Dash, like Damon Dash is one of those people, he don't need them. You know, he has his own little thing that he's doing and he lets everybody know, I don't need you to make money. The way I get mine's right, I do mine this way. But people who need people always burn the bridge. Always, they burn it for themselves and others. And I just be thinking like, when you messing with a Kardashian like that, I'm not saying that she's—
See, I don't, yeah, I'm getting ready to say, fear. I don't feel like that. I don't have any special significance that I put to them. I do know that Kris Jenner is very savvy, but I think we can go up against— I'm Kanye in that regard. I buck the system.
But when you need them, hey,
but I'm not
reckless. You don't need them. You don't need them.
Kanye doesn't need them either. What does he need them for, other than to have access to his kids?
They did like a yin and yang. Like she helped his brand. He had a brand. She sported it. Her family sported it.
Yeah, but Kanye is a musical genius. He has talent. I mean, they could blackball him because they did it to Michael Jackson. But he has talent. He has those crazy clothes that I hate that everybody loves and pays a fortune.
But if you see Kim rocking them and looking dope in them, you're going to know these people going to go out here and buy them.
I'm going to let it go. I just say that to me, I don't attach significance to any human being. There's no human being on this earth that I'm going to feel that way about. But I do agree with you that his mouth is reckless. And I think that it does him a disservice. It did Monique a disservice. It is one thing to have an opinion and to act accordingly, but you don't have to broadcast it to the world.
I agree. So that's where we'll leave that with the human-minded giants. And then we can move on to I know this has been a long time coming, but we always wanted to talk about this. I always wanted to talk about this, that archaeologists have been finding literally bones of giants. Now, we all know they're tall people. You got Shaq, you had Manute Bol, you had, you know, the guy, the Asian guy who played... I think his name was Yao Ming. He was Asian and he was very tall. So
oh,
I know
was
they're
really tall. They would just give him the ball. Yeah.
Yep.
Jeremy Lin has
but these people are even taller than them. They are giants.
Yes.
They are people who could potentially pick up these boulders that we are always been wondering who picked these boulders up. Mm-hmm. And they're saying they found skulls of these people. So my thing is this, how and where is our history and who's keeping it from us that we are all just starting to find out all of this stuff?
A whole bunch.
You know, who else is out there?
Oh, so much. Oh God, there's so much that we don't know. But with the giants, there are pictures on the internet of actual giants walking alongside people and they'll be coming up barely to their waist. I'm going to send you some the next time I see them, but they are few and far in between. And I don't know if we have any more now. They may have all died off, but there are some ancient pictures of like really tall giants. I mean, and when you see the people around them, you know they're a giant. And when you look at the writings, the hieroglyphics on the walls of the pyramids, you see that too, that their gods appeared to be giants because they would be sitting down and they would be huge and the people were barely standing up and would barely come to their knees.
That's so true. And then they say, even in Africa, well, ancient Egypt, like the doorways, why did they have to be so massive and tall and everything was so ginormous? And it's okay, well then who, somebody knows the truth.
Why in America too, Tora, in America too. Look at the old buildings when they start talking about the old world, the world fairs, Tartaria, all of that, all the buildings are humongous. The doorways are humongous. The windows are way up where they couldn't really possibly do anybody. Yeah, there were giants definitely in this land as well.
Have you heard that we are supposed to be the first world and everything derived from here? Yeah, have you been hearing that lately?
Yeah.
If that is true, man, we have to rewrite everything because our kids are just going to be all screwed up because I don't teach my kids about anything anymore or I don't send them anything anymore about the old world because I realize I'm learning stuff about this new world.
No, I think I have mentioned that to you recently. And the thing is, we're not going to be able to rewrite anything because, I mean, we can rewrite it for ourselves, but I think that it's not like it was a mistake and they didn't know. And so they taught us some other stuff. It is the fact that there was a conscious determination to change history.
You think that?
I know that. I know that because otherwise we couldn't have been enslaved. Otherwise we can't be oppressed because we will understand how powerful we are and who we really are.
Well, have you heard that we might not have even been enslaved now? Like it's saying
I have heard, or at least that it wasn't all they made it to be.
Right.
I did hear that like no 400 years.
How many ships could it have been to bring all those people over here and put them on the bottom of a ship and be able to be controlled? Like,
and no 400 years of slavery.
It's scary to think back to think like, even if it was 50, even if it was 100, could that have populated all of this? Like it does.
And also that slavery did not last for 400 years, whatever that institution was, it wasn't 400 years. I mean, like pretty much everything's fake. And you don't have an entire system that is built on lies by mistake. You might, if you're trying to give the truth, you might mess up one area or five areas or 10, but everything
is fake. Do you think the book of that has run out? Because whoever wrote it was a genius because they manipulated all this time. And so
it was over time.
Right.
When they whitewashed the statues from Egypt and they gradually converted Indians to color, to mulatto, to color, to black, and now convinced people here that they're African, they're from Africa. It was over time.
It was a genius. Like that was genius to whoever said, let's do this. And they can't be around anymore, but whoever laid that blueprint down that it was still going on all through this time and practice, like that was so my thing is this, I know they had to have run out because they didn't know what the future was going to, you know, with social media and people from other worlds telling us about what's going on in this world and their world, like daylight saving times, they abolished it. I was like, what?
I hated it all the time. They should have never, they started it. I mean, they're the ones who never got up. So thank God they got rid of it and making it dark in the winter. It's already dark enough. Sunlight is for, you know, it's shorter. The days are shorter.
Does that make sense?
Now you want to take another hour?
Does that make sense to you that how you can just abolish time, like abolish time like that? Like it's just.
Yeah, because you know what the purpose of daylight savings? Because these people instituted it. There was never any daylight savings time until they instituted it. And the reason they did was to have more hours for consumers to shop. So no, we don't need that anymore.
I heard it's going to be medically detrimental to your health.
But I think we're saying two different things because the part that I'm trying to say is they created daylight savings time. So they're literally getting rid of something that they impressed upon time. It's not a naturally occurring thing. We never needed it. So anybody's health who's going to be affected, let me hear first, because I don't know what that theory is. What are they saying about
that people are going to start having heart problems and mental problems because of the psychological aspect that daylight saving time have on their heart and their brain and, you know, just their mental health. So they're saying it's going to be, I don't know how, I couldn't imagine it because I don't think daylight saving time ever affected me.
It was something they made up. So how it doesn't have anything to do with our natural biorhythms, our circadian rhythms, any of that. And then that's just going to be offset by all the people that are mentally impaired during the winter because of seasonal affect disorder, which is amplified by daylight savings time because they cut yet another hour away from their day. So you know how you wake up when I used to work at the firms or whatever, you wake up and it's dark. And by the time you get off, it's dark. And a lot of people have, it's called SAD, and they have a whole mental health condition. I don't know, Tori, I'm going to have to look it up. I didn't hear that they were thinking that they're, I don't know.
That's like the number one topic about why they were hesitant to even, well, not Congress wasn't hesitant, but why the doctors and the people who were support, you know, advocates of it was like, because it was so mentally going to mess people up that they weren't,
not faking up the time for 1 hour is going to mess people up.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I don't know about it, so I can't really say it is or isn't.
We'll have to come back to that and see, because if anyone does start acting weird or, you know, there is a lot of, you know, heart conditions going on, we'll come back and be the one.
Okay, well, let me just say this now, and I'm not going to get us banned, but let me just say that if people are having a lot of heart conditions, you and I know exactly what it's due to. Is due to the Jimmy Jam Jib Jab, because they already said it makes your heart expand. You're having some issues because of that. So I don't want them to get rid of a fake program where they were manipulating time and then try to tell us.
You play chess with that woman. I'm understanding what you're saying. Yeah. I know what you're saying now.
I don't want to fall for that.
Okay. That's the banana in the tailpipe. I see what you're saying now about that. Don't try to say this, but it's known as that, but you're going to say, oh, okay.
Right, because I'm going to look it up because, you know, our circadian rhythm, our inner rhythm is tied to the cycle of the sun. So I don't see how putting us back where we're just along on the sun cycle, I don't know how that can harm us. I am going to look into it, but I'm having a hard time thinking, coming up with any ways that could cause a problem for us.
Well, we definitely have to review this again, because if that does happen, we got to say, now, is it really daylight savings time that's bringing us down?
I mean, you know, these people are diabolical and they plan centuries, decades ahead, and they're not stupid. All the things you can say about them, they are not stupid. And I would not put it past them to say, okay, now that we've given this, these things are going to happen, so we're going to do this other thing so that we can say that this result comes from that, when we know it doesn't. They're not going to, we being humans fall for almost anything they tell us. That's why we don't believe in giants. That's why we think spirituality is demonic. Yeah. That is so much stuff. Anything they say, we just, oh, God, I learned that in school. That's why we think this is the new world and there's some other world that was older than this. That's why we think we came from Africa. That's why we think the ancient British people were white. We believe anything. I actually was always thinking there was a spell that was on us and that it's starting to fade away now.
That's what I was saying about, I guess that's the same thing I was saying about whoever was the genius that wrote all of this to make this happen. Mm-hmm. He must be coming to the end of the pages, because I see so much different things going on that I'm like, there's no way we still on script. It's no way we're still on script.
And I remember when I first started learning, I was like, how did I
How did I not see this? Not
see this? It's like right in my face. How did I not see
it? And we did.
What I want to ask you is, what's the deal with Miss Ketanji Brown Jackson?
Well, I'm a fan because I love the law and I love Black women and I love Black women in power. I always want to give every one of us a chance before I'm like, oh, not you too. So far, I feel like, you know, they are just putting this poor woman through the ringer and she is standing there making all of us proud. But I hate the fact that she has to do that. You know
She's
what I mean?
A lawyer and a judge. She's a lawyer and a judge, so I would expect her to be able to keep her cool. Have not watched the nomination. I do not have a minute to waste
it's
on that.
Brutal.
Not 1 minute.
It's brutal.
What kinds of things have you seen that are brutal?
I mean, they have said stuff like, "What's your religion?" and how.
Which
could
is improper. Which is they shouldn't be asking.
The one that Trump appointed, the last Supreme Court justice, she said, "I will not answer that." Now, Ketanji did say she was, I think, a Presbyterian or something like that. So she did answer it, but I was just like, sis.
She should have said, what's the relevance? But she's a Black woman. She can't do.
No, what they do. We know that. And so then they go into this thing where they keep trying to force her to be this advocate and pro child molesting person. And I prayed on it. I knew that wasn't true. I saw her beautiful daughter. And she was saying,
You look at her record, because that's what I've been researching today. I'm going to do a video on another platform.
I found
that there are two cases that they mentioned. I actually read up on them, that Hawkins case, which was involving child pornography, and she gave that guy 3 months. And the prosecution
said it wasn't her.
It
was based off of all the evidence that she had to go on, based off of that. There was a guideline that she had, and she had to set it, because if she didn't do it that way, it wouldn't have even made it to court, because of I'm not saying he was a first-time offender, or he did it with pictures instead of the internet. Like the guys who did it through the internet, that's federal fraud, you know, doing it with mail.
I think I think that's her stretching. When you're a judge, you have judicial discretion with respect to sentencing. There are guidelines, but you have discretion within them. And if the prosecutor's asking for 5 years, they're lawyers too. And they do this every day. They know the law and what those sentencing guidelines are. And you somehow come up with 3 months, we've got a problem. There's also, you know, she's up here in DC, and there's also a case that was called, so one was called Stewart and one was called Hawkins. And in the other one, it involved an actual pedophile who thought that he was meeting a 9-year-old at the zoo or something. And it turned out to be undercover cops. And she let him off lightly as well. And then I went back and read this article in the Harvard Law Review that she either wrote or edited. And it was like, are you kidding me? She was all sympathetic for child sex offenders. And she had a problem with having them register.
I think they asked her about that. And she was saying that that was not her. That was like the something she worked for that did that. And so it was not like it wasn't her. I forget how she
might've been the editor. Cause when you're the editor, you don't write every, that's why I said she either wrote or edited. I'm going to tell you that I'm suspicious. I'm suspicious on that. I think that some of the other things that they're doing to her are a problem. Like, are babies racist? Can you stop? Can you just stop being an idiot? You know what I mean?
Right.
But I do kind of feel
the jury's still out on you.
Well, I feel like she follows the agenda. She's interracial marriage. She is, let's say, she's not as hard on child pornographers and child pedophiles as most of us would want someone to be. I didn't see this, but I heard they asked her, could she define woman? And she said, no.
Well, it wasn't like that. They were basically saying that as far as the transgender thing goes, I am pro-woman. You do not get to have my name. You do not get to have woman, lady with me, because I just feel like that you can't, okay? just like that swimmer we were talking about, that we'll talk about that next segment, how he beat the brakes off of the women because he was born a man. He was 400 when he was a man, and the 400, then he's number one in the woman.
Yeah, like, they said he couldn't even cut it as a man, but now
I heard
that they're going to nominate, that they're having, that they have named a man as woman of the year. And I said, but don't
that's the second time Caitlyn
they already did it with Kris Jenner or Caitlyn or whatever you want. Yeah, I was like, why are you acting surprised? This is what they do now. And
yeah,
then,
but it's not us. It's not us. And I feel
who is us?
I feel like Black women. I feel like Black women, we are just not going along with that program.
I don't know, Tora. Black women, I can't tell you how many times I've turned down invitations to go to Nelly's to see the cross dressers and all. Black women are
men,
all
cross dressers for men.
Men dressing like women, singing.
Yeah,
all
see, that's why I said I don't understand. I feel like that's different than they're saying, okay, well, we
I'm
can
an
get
actual woman.
Yeah, we can get in the ring, the basketball, the football, the. We can do all this the same as them.
The
I feel like
uterus.
We draw the line when it
Did
comes
Did you hear
to-
that? That they created the false uterus so that they could get pregnant. I mean, you know, I don't know how to say it nicely, but our society's going to H in a handbasket. And I'm not even religious, but when you go against everything that is natural.
So nothing feels natural then. Maybe that's it. Maybe because nothing feels. See, I still have soul. So I still have feelings. So I still feel like, you know, and people always want to take it back to the day when white people did not want, you know, Black people marrying interracially because they felt like soulfully that, okay, I get what you're saying.
Let me stop.
That might have been your soulfulness, but my soulfulness doesn't go like that. My soulfulness goes like, I know what I was born as. You can be born as a human man, you can be born as a human woman, and you can meet each other no matter what race you are and love each other. But if you've been born as a human man and you was born as a human man and y'all wanna get together and create whatever y'all want, it's fine, but just don't say you with me. You are what I am. I am a heterosexual woman that wants a heterosexual man. You're not the same. You as a man and you as a man is not the same. You as a woman who want to be together, you're not the same as me. And it's okay. I'm not the same as you. And it's okay. It's okay that I am not two women in love or two men in love. It's okay that I'm a heterosexual woman who wants a heterosexual man and I want to have kids that understand that and they're okay with that. It's okay though. So I don't understand why everybody's like, no, you can't be proud to be heterosexual. You can't be proud to be in a heterosexual relationship or that they make you feel like you can't be proud of that. I was like, I wanna be proud that I'm a woman and that I can do all the things that women can do, like birth a child and have a cycle and go through menopause and everything
Didn't
else.
Didn't they say that? Didn't they say everybody has a cycle? Aren't you the one who told me that?
They're saying that everybody is saying that men have cycles, but we are saying that hypothetically, we've always said that. Oh, he on his period, oh, he's, we've always said that about men. But we don't literally mean they bleed every month for 2 weeks sometimes. We don't mean that at all. And I'm not trying to be vulgar, but I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't do what women do. So you saying just because you went out and had a snip and a top that you're a woman, or a woman had a clip in a, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know what they have.
Yeah, I don't know what they do. But
I don't know how women are. Oh, I guess they're changing the clitoris.
It's not your mannerism that makes you woman or man. You know what I'm saying? It's what you're born as, your DNA, your chromosomes. If they come up as male, if they come up as female, that's what you are, because trust and believe. If Mike Tyson decided to get in a ring with the baddest female boxer on the planet, he's going to knock her out.
I remember somebody was crushing women's skulls, one of those transgender men who was doing
anything.
Yeah.
And the UFC fighting, he was crushing their skulls, but they was okay with that. They were okay with that. And it's not okay.
There's a clear agenda. There's a clear agenda in America. And I mean, I can't pretend that I don't see it. There's a clear agenda. But anyway, our time is up. That's a crazy discussion. And clearly it's not over.
I think she should define it as in, I love women. I'm a woman. My daughter's a woman and I love women. My mom's a woman, and just should have left it alone. I mean,
but if she wants the, now we're back to your thing. If she wants the job, she's going to have to do what those rules are. And the rules in America are now that transgender is in. And if she would have said anything of that nature, it'd be all over the headlines. And so she had, you know, she's just trying to get her job.
Omitted the question then. I guess the question was omitted out of her vocab. She's
trying to get her J-O-B to her.
I hope she gets it.
Well, folks, we thank you for watching. We've got some crazy topics this week. I hope you've enjoyed them. We definitely want to hear what you guys think about them. And thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for kicking it with Kim and Tora. Make sure you like, subscribe, and comment. And make sure you tell everybody about our show. And tune in next week. We have even better topics.
See you next time.
See you next time.